Yo, what up, what up, what up? Today on Fuck Outta Here with your motherfucking host, you know who it is, Abyss Killer, chilling today. There's a lot of shit going on. It's crazy. Nigga had to write shit down. For real. Okay, let's see where we're at. Alright. First off, we're gonna go into this bullpen battle league. They had this battle. It was a good battle. Really good battle. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. Yo, anybody seen that shit with like WAC 100 and fucking Trigger Tretch from Naughty by Nature? They said one of the Samoan dudes knocked dude out and shit. You know? I gotta see where the fuck I'm at. I'm lost. Oh, here we go. All right. John the Don. Well, this motherfucker, he shows battlers true potential on his stage, yo. I don't know what it is, but his shit be lit. It gives me a feel. It gives me like a, it gives me like a real feel. Like the shit is lit. Like it's exciting. Like, it was Bars Major versus Polo. It was a good, exciting battle. It was exciting. There was a few haymakers from both of them. I seen Bars Major in that fucking DMV fucking thing with Jack Boy Maine, aka Crack Boy Maine, aka Black Boy Maine. Oh man, we gonna get to him in a second. Alright, and let me see. Polo on the third round, though. Polo got cold at the end. I don't want to tell you that much. I want you to go and watch the battle. Go to Bullpen Battle League and watch that battle. The battle's Bars Major versus Polo. Go watch that shit. I don't really like to talk about shit a lot. You know, I'll maybe give you a little bit. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but other than that, it was a good battle. Like, Bars Major's had a little slip ups. He got it back. Like, he actually choked in the beginning, but he got it back. You know, like, yo, like, niggas need to make him mad. Like, his first round was a little bit a little bit low energy, but you judge for yourself. Like, after they made this nigga mad, after Polo went in his first round, I think Polo's first round had a little bit of something. I'm not gonna say it, let y'all figure out what it was. But other than that, after this nigga, like I just realized, without trying to say what happened in the battle, y'all just go watch it on Bullpen Battle League. Bars Major versus Polo. Go watch that shit. But like, yo, you get Bars Major pissed, this nigga starts to go in. His energy turns up. These niggas got to get him mad before the battle. Like, get this nigga mad before the battle. Have his homies talking shit to him or something. Like, get this nigga lit before he comes out. I think that'll be a better thing. He got potential. He got great potential. Like, nigga, Bars Major, nigga, lock yourself in the motherfucking, in your crib, in your dungeon, whatever you call it, you know what I'm saying, your room, your whatever, you know what I'm saying, your house. Lock yourself in your dungeon, nigga, and just write and go in and come up with different things. You got the right idea, I'm telling you. Once you find your niche, nigga, you're gonna be a whole different thing, and And sometimes, no, you don't got to put too much energy. You just got to put enough. And say that shit with your chest like you mean it. See, niggas think when they say it with your chest, say it loud. No, nigga. Say it with your chest. Mean that shit. Let the whole room feel the energy of what you saying. But take your time. Take your time. And always remember, whatever you say or you think is hot might not be hot in the building. Some of the shit you think that won't be hot sometimes will be hot in the building. But just remember that. And Polo's a puncher. Dope. You know what I'm saying? He's good. Potential too. I mean, it's good. Definitely do something. They could definitely, you know what I'm saying, rise up. Fuck with John John. Yeah, that's what it seems like, yo. And I think Jack Boy Maine is mad about that. I think this nigga's mad because how these other niggas is getting looks. And now this Bars Major, I think he's going to start hating on Bars Major now. And that dude's from Tennessee, I think. He's dope. He got potential. Yo, check that out. And really break down what they saying and how they saying it and even their performance and even the thing. Like, John John, he's turning up. He's turning up. And he's not turning up as in, like he's actually turning up, but he's doing a great job as in finding battle rappers or just making them, like, I don't know, this nigga be having a speech. Like having, like, talking to these niggas before, like, they battle, but they need to fuck with John John, because whatever he's putting in y'all niggas' heads, like, with that talk he's having with y'all niggas' game is getting stepped up. Your battle rappers be stepping it up on bullpen. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, there's a feel, like, niggas know that there's famous people there, and their name is on the line or something. They must feel some type of way when they go on there, because niggas is stepping it up. Like, on some real shit. Shout out to Bullpen Battling. Go check that out. Shrug Life on Shrug Life Network. You heard me, nigga, on Shrug Life Network. I fucks with Bullpen Battle League. I fucks with Shrug Life Network, nigga. Go check that shit out, man. Bars Major versus Polo. Go check that out. All right, I enjoyed the battle. I hope you do, too. Alright, yo. And I seen that battle. I just wanted to check it out. But it was like Body Bag Battle League. Shout out to them. Shout out to Body Bag Battle League. It was a one-off. It was basically they were playing it like Tennessee versus DMV. And yes, it was Bars Major versus Jack Boy. Now, in that battle, without sounding like I'm thinking, like, it was okay. I don't think it was nothing special from... No, I can't say that. All right. I think there was a bar I heard, though. I think it was cool. But we're going to talk about Bars Major at first. All right. Because the bar that was said was by Jack Boy, and I was fucking with that bar. I was like, damn, that shit was hard. Bars Major, like, there was this dude in the crowd who told him, yo, turn up, nigga. Yo. And then his energy went up. And I watched, I guess the other battle I watched on Bullpen, I guess this battle happened later, I'm thinking. Because it seemed like Bars Major got better. Like, when he was on Bullpen, he seemed better on Bullpen. But his energy went up when dude was like, yo, turn up, nigga. And then this nigga just act like he was mad. But I think in that battle versus Jack Boy Maine on Body Bag Battle League, I think his delivery, Major's delivery, Bars Major's delivery, I don't think it was that, like, I don't think it was that good on there. I think his delivery was, like, a little bit too fast. Like he was excited. Like, he was too excited. Like, he need to calm down a little bit, but still give the same energy. Sometimes, niggas, all y'all gotta do is slow down. Make that shit a movie when you talk. Like, take your favorite scene in the movie and see how they act that out, whether it's Scarface, whether it's some fucking The Godfather, whatever movie, whatever is, like, Paid in Full, like, whatever's your favorite movie, no matter who you are, take your favorite movie, take the best scene that you think in it, and see how they act out that scene. That's how your bars gotta be act out. You gotta act like you either a rapper that could story tell or a fucking scene in the movie. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of feel. Like, yo, that's my favorite part of the battle rap. Yo, that shit was like a movie when that nigga said that shit. Like, if you can understand that, you can understand what I'm saying. All right. And his body movement, Bars Major's body movement in that battle, like, because I go off everything, like, his body movement didn't match, or his performance, y'all like to call it, but his performance didn't match what he was saying, sort of. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was different. Like, he was just excited. But, like I said, I think John be talking to these niggas, yo. I think John be like, yo, look, da 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 da. Like, maybe giving a little pointers, or maybe just like, yo. Like, making these niggas feel so comfortable that when they go on stage, like, these niggas just, they come with it on Bullpen Battle League, son. It's no bullshit. Check it out. Watch the smallest battles. You be like, damn, yo, these niggas is, I don't really see. I seen only one dude, like on there that I be like, nah, like, he needs to go work on this shit. Like, but other than that, that's all from there. And let's see, what else? What else? All right, now let's get into Jack Boy. Basically, nigga, some of the shit you say that you put together, I don't understand what the fuck you talking about. Like, I'm not, like, y'all niggas take criticism as hate. If you do, oh well. Oh fucking well. Nigga, this is just my opinion of the battle. And he had too many hype men in there. Like, how many dudes you came with? 40? And one girl? Like, there was like one girl in there that was saying, like, basically, that was crazy. And sometimes she'd be the only one saying it. Like, Jack, on some serious shit, I know I be fucking with you, but it's just, I'm just fucking with you. I don't really, like, if I don't like somebody, I don't even talk about them. Like, I mean, as in, if I don't like somebody, like, oh, I don't like how that dude raps, I don't like what it, nah. Jack could be dope. This nigga could be dope. But he goes left too much. So I'm just going left with him. And then I do shit like this to, like, look, nigga, let me guide you. Matter of fact, no, don't let me guide you. Let me put this little light in your brain. Let your work speak for itself. Don't let your mouth talk for your work. You know what I'm saying? But I don't understand some of the shit he puts together. I really don't. And I'm not, that's no hate, that's no shade. Yeah, man. He has too many hype men. He has too many hype men and one woman. Like, yo, Jack boy, be serious with you right now. Nigga, like, he's animated. He acts out his bars like a pro. Like, that nigga acts out his bars like a motherfucking pro. Yo. If somebody's good at something, I gotta let them know. Like, I gotta let them know what they good at. I gotta give my opinion on it and let them know what they good at. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yo, nigga, you good at that shit. That's why I say that to say this. Jack, when you write your next... when you write your next battle, whenever you gonna battle, don't let no one in your crew hear your bars. Do me that solid, and don't let nobody in your crew hear your bars. Don't get their opinion on your bars. Don't be like, yo, you think this shit sound dope? Because I think you're doing a lot of that, and they're hyping up what they know they like, and you could tell they're like, they're, like, ready to cheer because, like, they heard what you're saying. And I think that's hurting you, bruh. That's hurting you. That's really hurting you. So, Jack boy, man, I don't like the shit that you trying to do. You know you fronting a little. You know you fronting a little. Whatever you mad at, say what you mad at John John. Just say it. Keep it real. Just say exactly what you mad at. A little bit, I think it's because you want to battle on bullpen. And I think you want, like, you're trying to go so hard so Smack could give you another battle if you ain't got a battle, or you trying to get your stock up. And I think if you would have did good and didn't choke on bullpen on the tryout, son, I think we would have a whole other outlook of Jack Boy being on bullpen. At least one time, we would have got a different outlook, yeah. It's a different feel out there. I think you're perfect for bullpen. I think you're actually a perfect battler for bullpen. But go lock yourself in your dungeon, nigga. And just sharpen your motherfucking sword till that shit is cutting flowers in half like a katana, nigga. I'm telling you. And, nigga, stay presentable, too, nigga. I'ma still fuck with you. Brush your teeth, nigga. You know I gotta fuck with you. But, yo, nigga got potential. Jack Boy, like I said, he acts out his bars like a motherfucking pro. He's animated. His energy, you know what I'm saying? Like... he could do it, but I think his bars gotta make more sense to me. Like, they gotta go together better. And stop telling your crew your bars. Stop letting your crew listen to your bars, son. And don't bring, if you do bring your whole crew, tell them niggas, like, yo, don't cheer. Like, don't, or like, see, that's why I'm saying just don't let them listen to your bars so they can be like, so they can be like, oh, shit. Like, oh, I know you didn't say that. That shit was hard. You know what I'm saying? Then the feeling to be right. But I think they know your shit. I could be wrong. I'm not saying all right. This is just my opinion. But I think they know your shit, though. But, oh, yeah, that bar. That bar that he said. Nigga, say shit like that. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Jack? You know what I'm talking about, Jack boy? That bar you said. The M body and the pose, man, the Shawn Michaels shit. Yo. Think that was, yeah, because that nigga posed like Shawn Michaels. The M-body, the pose was fire, nigga. That's how you do that shit, nigga. That's how you put it together. You see how you put it together right there? That's how you fucking put it together. That's how you let them shots off, nigga. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That was a motherfucking bar right there. That's how you put that shit together, Jack. Jack. That's how you put it together, Jack. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, yo. Alright, now. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Jack Boy. Shout out to Bars Major. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Body Bag Battle League. Damn, that shit's like a tongue twister to me, son. Body Bag Battle League. The Triple B's, nigga. Yo, yeah, they should have that. They should call that shit the Triple B's, nigga. I fucks with them. What I think about Body Bag Battle League, though, as a whole, like, yo, on some real shit, I'm going to start reviewing your battles. But, nigga, like, whoever y'all get in the search for talent, like, talk to these niggas before they battle. Talk to these niggas months before they battle. And tell you, nigga, look, take it serious. This is a chance for you to change shit. This is a chance for you to help me since I'm helping you. You know, make my league bigger, and I'm gonna try to make you bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit will help. That shit will help, nigga. You gotta talk to these niggas. Let these niggas know, like, yo, on that Eminem shit, nigga. This is like that one shot, nigga. Even though you in a, you know, your league is only as small as you let it feel, homie. You know what I'm saying? You gotta think big, no matter how small you feel you are or how small people say you are. Maybe you don't feel small, but yo, y'all small leagues, y'all gotta think big. Y'all don't gotta do big shit and have big battlers. You just gotta be more picky with your talent. Like, have your own PGs. Don't think that you can't have your own PGs. The blueprint, the basic blueprint is out there for battle leagues. Have PGs and then have your main roster. Let your tell dudes to rock with you for a year or two. Let you grow them. Then they can then battle on different leagues. Don't jump too early. Niggas is impatient. I understand. I'm an impatient motherfucker too. But at the end of the day, you gotta calm that shit down. Let your shit build up. Patience is a motherfucking virtue. All that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, take your time. Help build up the leagues that are also giving y'all niggas battles. For real. Cause some of y'all niggas battle once on the smaller leagues, and then y'all niggas be jumping and trying to get to you all fast when motherfuckers start hollering at y'all. When y'all should be like, yo, let me take another battle to him, sharpen my sword. I wanna make sure my shit is right when I get on URL. Like, that's the type of nigga I'll be up like, yo, I'm not going on there unless I know my shit is fire. Like, even with Bullpen, I ain't going on there unless I know my shit is fire. Cause them niggas is, Bullpen is raising killers. Smack has killers, but sometimes Smack, Beasley, Chico, for real? Stop that favoritism shit, nigga. It's about battle rap. Stop that favoritism shit. You feel me? Worry about the skills, cause every time y'all niggas do something for through favoritism, like every time y'all do something, oh, cause we rock with him, cause we know him. Cause if you gonna do shit for seniority, like. Do favors for niggas that do favors, the most favors for y'all. Like Tay Rock. Like, do more favors for him than anything. Get that nigga the niggas he needs to battle. That nigga should be picking. He should be cherry picking who he wants to battle. He should be having all his music on his motherfucking thing. I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying. That nigga should be in any motherfucking, any, like, y'all niggas should be getting him on that Hot 97 Funk Flex freestyle shit. Y'all niggas should be getting him in Sway in the Morning. That's your number one gunner. Same shit for Surf 2. And Free Surf, yo. Shout out to my niggas in North. Shout out to my fam in North. Shout out to Surf. I don't know Surf, but I'm from North too. I don't live in North now. I live in a small town now, but I still got family out in North. I was born in North. North, New Jersey, nigga. Brick City. That's what we call it. Brick City, nigga. Where were we? All right. Oh, yeah, Jack Boy Maine. That M body line pose was, yeah, that shit was fire. Like, yo, I gotta say that shit again. That shit was fire. But, like, all right, I'm gonna end it on this. Jack, I said this already, but I'm saying it again. Don't let your crew listen to your bars, bro. Do me that favor one time. This is a fucking science experiment, all right? This is a motherfucking science experiment. Don't let your crew listen to your bars, nigga. Just don't. And let's see what happens. But first, go in the dungeon and just write and write and write. Write like 30 minutes and condense that shit down. Nah, I'm going too far, nigga. Like, let me stop. Write like 9 minutes and then condense that shit down to 3 or 340. That's what I think battle rappers should do. I think battle rappers should write a longer round but condense it. That means you could take out filler. You could take out, you know what I'm saying? You could take out a lot of bullshit you don't need in there. And then you could condense it, make it all make sense and connect. And make sure you're going at, and make sure you got that movie feel, make sure you got the personality with it, make sure you got the energy, and make sure, you know what I'm saying? Everything you say, you motherfucking mean that shit. Say it with your chest, nigga. All right, now we're gonna get into motherfucking Sirius Jones versus Disaster. I like this battle low-key. I think Disaster fucked it up. This nigga's too sensitive, trying to be too tough at the same time. Like, on some real shit, I never thought Disaster was dope anyway. Like, the shit he be saying, I don't understand. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but it's not dope to me, man. That shit is not dope to me at all. Not even a little bit. Like, I'm not even, and that's not hate, nigga. Like, and y'all niggas that think it's hate, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if you think it's hate, because it's not, nigga. So, yo. But Sirius Jones, I think he should leave his real life name as a alter ego in battle rap. I think that was dope. I think that's something different, and I think people will catch on to that. So, Sirius Jones, stay doing that, son. I think even come out and battle as Celine, nigga. That shit would be fire. And then for you to battle as Celine versus, like, motherfucking, like maybe a motherfucker like, the fuck is his name? Damn, I could never remember it. But one of them Christian motherfuckers, like Loso. I can remember Loso, yo. That nigga's fire. Niggas ain't giving Loso the respect he fucking deserves, yo. That nigga's creative. He puts his shit together like a pro. Like, that's how I could tell he's a poet. or he writes poetry. Like, I heard him say it in the video, but you can tell when a nigga knows how to put together. When you write poetry, you gotta know how to make that shit make sense. And you could be talking about the wildest shit, but no matter what you talking about, this and that, that shit that don't go together, when you do poetry, you make shit go together. You make people understand that, oh shit, man, that was dope. So I can understand why he put shit together so well. But, yo, Disaster, he's on some whack shit. Like I said, he's whack to me. Fucking whack to me. I never really like Disaster. I think everything he's spitting, like, I don't know. That's not dope to me. It's just not. I just don't like that style. I don't like his style. Like, and then the stuff he says is not cool. It's not cool. Sending mom dick pics? Like, that was a bar? Like, get the fuck out of here. That shit wasn't even funny. That shit was corny as hell. Like, I'm just trying to see what I, that shit was just retarded. Boo. 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 That shit was trash. Stitches bar was whack. Long ass setups. Oh my god, nigga, like, too long of a setup. Like, really battle rapping. You be doing that, and I understand that King of the Dot, they like that shit, but really, if you're writing that shit, oh my god, I feel sorry for you. If that's what you're coming up with and you're writing that shit, your shit is horrible. You just, like, there's not even a word for it. Like, so I can't even say it, but your energy is, like, overkill, basically. Your energy is overkill. Trying to be too tough. Disaster, calm that shit down and be you, nigga. Be you. Nigga, stop being tough. For real, stop being fucking tough. That shit is whack. Yeah, yo. I seen Head Ice switch sides when that nigga did the corny shit bringing the dude out. Like, that shit was just retarded. Like, the reason you bring him out was fucking retarded. That shit was dumb. Oh, man. Disaster. No, that was just corny. Yeah, it seemed like when Head Ice switched sides, like, that nigga got friendly again at the end. I don't know. Like, Disaster seemed like he didn't want to fight then after that. Like, Disaster, take the battery out your back, you know? Somebody, maybe he can't reach it. Maybe one of y'all, that's his homies, maybe one of y'all battle rappers could pull the battery out of his back so this nigga could calm that shit down and just be himself, and niggas will fuck with you. Even on some, yo, a real man would have been like, look, I did that shit, like, oh, I hate you, math, da, da, da. Nigga, you still trying to run with it. You still trying to run with it. A real nigga would have been like, yo, that's some childish ass shit, what I did. Yeah, even though I think you deserved it, man. But at the same time, that was some whack childish shit. We two grown men. We out here trying to make money, start a movement and make it bigger, but you end up leaving it stagnant and stopped where it was at and risking events and fucking spots to fucking perform at. Know what I'm saying? Like, what is we doing here? Disaster, get off that fucking tough shit. Nigga, just be your damn self. Damn, niggas can't be themselves these days. Be yourself, nigga. I think niggas will like you more. You trying to be something you ain't, and it's gonna catch up to you. It's been catching up to you. That's why I think you losing fans to me. I think a lot of dudes are stopping fucking with you. You used to get roars. Now you getting, Nigga, just stop battling for a little bit. Lock yourself in a motherfucking dungeon and go to work. Sharpen your motherfucking sword, nigga. Shing, 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 sharpen your motherfucking sword, nigga. But anyways, I watched the battle. Another battle, but I'm gonna talk about it another time. It wasn't that good. It wasn't that good at all. Alright, you heard about that shit where ASAP Rocky house gets robbed by three armed men. They took $1.5 million in assets. Yo, go check that out on, I seen that shit on YouTube. Go check that out. DJ Academics is talking about that shit. That shit is funny as hell. He's funny as hell. Like, my outlook on Academics, yo, he's funny as hell. He's just giving his opinion on shit. And like, you know what? Well, he's analyzing the situation, I think, in ways and certain stuff. Yeah, like, yeah, he puts icing on the cake. Of course he's... Damn, my bad. Of course he puts icing on the cake. Fucking motorcycle went by. My bad, y'all. Of course he puts icing on the cake. Like, nigga, like, he's trying to get people to listen. I mean, he already got mad people listening. He already got a following. Like, Academics to me is funny as hell. Like, I notice you can't take a lot of the shit serious on the internet. Like, you gotta take it for, like, entertainment. And really, that's what it is. It's entertainment. Like, this nigga's the new... He's, like, the new TMZ. And he's only getting better. And I think that's his competition. I think TMZ's scared. It's scared of a dude like Academics. Because that nigga, what they're doing, he does by himself. What all them motherfuckers in them room be doing, he does that shit by himself. Think about that shit. Academics does that shit by himself, nigga. What TMZ does. That's some crazy shit. And all he does it with pictures. He don't even have to talk to these niggas. It's crazy. That nigga's in his basement doing what TMZ does. Yo, that's... And I don't know if he knows that or not, but to me, I think that's his competition. But, you know, that's my opinion. And, yo, like I said before, I think I said before, with the WAC 100 versus Trigger Trash. Oh, my God. Let's stop that shit. Like, y'all niggas is bugging. But, this dude's talking about that shit. Check out Carcino for Life. I think he got the most information about the situation and the most correct information about the situation. So go check him out on YouTube. Carcino for Life. You can find him on YouTube. He says he's confirming that WAC did get knocked out, and he did get knocked out by them Samoan boys, by them Samoans and shit. So, but yeah, the Booyah tribe, yo, them niggas look gangster the motherfucker, like, on some real shit. Them niggas is big ass Samoan dudes. Them niggas, it's nothing to fuck with. Them niggas fight growing up. So they always got hands. They always got hands. Them niggas is trained to that. They trained to take pain and everything. That's what their tattoos are for. Yeah, I fucks with them type of dudes. Them dudes ain't nothing to fuck with. For real. Samoan motherfuckers. Shout out to the Booyah tribe. Yeah. Alright, but yo, also go check that shit out at Carcino for Life. Yo, his channel on YouTube, he's confirming, like I said, WAC did get knocked out. That's what he's confirming. And I seen another YouTube video, 40 Glock, laughing at WAC 100 because he got knocked out. Like, whenever 40 gets a chance to talk some shit, that nigga does. But, nigga, like, Go fight game one-on-one and nigga, stop talking shit about other people getting knocked out. That's just my opinion. Well, you need to go earn your shit back, 40. Or maybe you don't. I mean, that's up to you. But like that Carcino for Life, I'm gonna just let y'all listen to a little piece of his shit because I really want y'all to go and go check his shit out. Go check his shit out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a nigga that's trying to lead y'all. Just in case y'all ain't hear it. If y'all did hear it, tell me what you think about it. Just comment, rate, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, leave some reviews on iTunes. That would really help if y'all could do that. If y'all could leave some reviews on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? That'd be dope if I could see that. My reviews is going up. I really appreciate that, to see the niggas who really rock with me. And as we get bigger, I'm going to have merchandise. Sometimes I'm going to just give away free merchandise. Like, but I want to get to that point. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all could just, you know, rate, subscribe, and comment on iTunes, on motherfucking YouTube, on even on SoundCloud, even if you got shit like Soundtrap, you know what I'm saying? Twitter, you know. Follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back. Word. But yo, thanks for listening today. I appreciate that if you are listening. But I'm gonna let you listen to a little bit of that Carcino for Life blog right now. So let's see, just a little part. But y'all go check him out, Carcino for Life on YouTube.
Like this where we at. Come down here. Whack get about 4 or 5 of his dudes and then go down there. So he take about 4 or 5 of his guys. He show up on the scene. They get on the scene. Whack is running his mouth. Tretch is like, yeah, now what's up? He started talking to the Booyah Tribe crazy, talking to everybody out there on Pabu. And he, you know, he loud. And while he was talking, dude stepped up. And then they went off one-on-one, him and the big Samoan dude. And Whack swung. He missed. The dude cracked Whack, whap, on the side of the head. Whack dropped, he got back up, whap, took another one. He grabbed him by the shirt and was hitting him and talking to him. Ripped his shirt. So he was out. He was out. On Pyro. He was out. And once they got him and they picked him up, his boys didn't jump nobody. They picked him up, they got him in the car, and they drove off cordially. There was no brawl, wasn't no everybody going for it themselves. The whole thing lasted about 1 minute. So it's a 1 minute first round knockout in the first minute of the round. Tretch didn't have to get a blood on his knuckles or nothing. And the game wasn't even there.
I'm going to stop it right there. The rest of it, y'all got to go check it out. That was just a little segment of what he says happened. And what he said happened. I don't know how he confirmed it. I think he probably goes into it more. But y'all go check that out at Carcino for Life. Just in case you don't know how to spell that, I'm going to spell that for you. It's K-A-R-C-E-N-O, number 4, and then the word life, all together, like one word. I know you know how to spell life, right? All right. But Carcino for Life, K-A-R-C-E-N-O, number 4, and then life at the end. All right. Go check that out, yo. So far, he seems like he got the most information on the situation. But on some other shit, like, yo, stop talking about fucking Tupac, man. Stop talking about somebody that's not here no more. You know you doing that for attention. So, Wack, if you did get chipped up, you kind of deserve it, bruh. You kind of deserve it. You know you deserve it. And I think you did get chipped up because you kind of mad the next day saying we ain't squashing shit. You fought one-on-one, it looks like. Just not the person you wanted because you went in there hot. You went in there too hot. Let's stop this shit and let's act like grown men. Like, I don't know. To me, it's dumb, but that's my opinion. Tell me what you think about the situation, or maybe how you would have handled it. And do you think all this internet beefing should even be going on? Like, for real? Is that what niggas is doing for attention? Talking about dead people that can't defend themselves? Like, come on now. How you talking about Tupac? But it'd be different if he was here, because probably niggas wouldn't be talking about Tupac. And look, and niggas are showing you, look, you shouldn't still be talking about Tupac, because there's a lot of niggas around that still love him. And Tupac was one of my favorites, too. So, y'all niggas stop talking about motherfucking Tupac for attention. For real. Making songs and all that dumb shit. Nigga, go find something else to talk about, or talk about somebody who's alive that could actually defend themselves from the slander that y'all niggas be putting out. So what if he wasn't this? So what if he wasn't that? That nigga was still Tupac, nigga. Facts. Keep it 100. Stop bullshitting. Fuck out of here. That bullshit, nigga. Alright. Shout out to y'all. Shout out for subscribing. Shout out for commenting. Yo. Subscribe to me on iTunes. Podomatic, SoundCloud, Soundtrap, you know, Twitter, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Instagram too, Abyss Killer on everything, just Twitter, it's Abyss Killer 1, and the number 1, and yo, like I said, thanks for following, thanks for commenting. For y'all who did, FOH gang, fuck out of here news, fuck out of here podcast. My name, your host, Abyss Killer. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me, I fuck with y'all. Yo, like I say all the time, stay focused and stay going straight forward and let the motherfucking haters hate, nigga. Woo! And we do what we do. And check out my new song on motherfucking YouTube or on SoundCloud. The Earth Ain't Flat, nigga. Check that out. Tell me what y'all think. That's just kind of the rough draft out there. There's two things. One is a little bit better version of it to me, I think. But, you know, let me know what you think. Check it out. Support. You know what I'm saying? If you fuck with me. Shout out to y'all. And for all y'all niggas who subscribe, FOH gang, 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 gang. FOH clan, nigga.